and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Let me see now. I'll want this little box of medicines, the thermometer, a stethoscope, some cotton wool. Do you know where the doctor keeps his antiseptics, Nellie?
I'm not sure, miss, but I think they're in that cabinet over there.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Now, I wonder what else I'll need. By the way, where's Poole?
He went away yesterday morning, miss.
Went away?
Yes. I'm not certain, but I think he's gone to try and get Dr. Lanyon to come back from his honeymoon. He's been awful worried over the master, miss.
Yes, yes, I suppose so. Has Mrs. Poole been in charge while he's away?
Yes, miss. She's downstairs now, getting a tray ready to take over to the doctor.
A tray?
That's his orders, miss. 3 times a day, food's to be taken over to him. It's to be placed outside the door, and then whoever goes over with it is to leave at once. We never see him, miss. There's the empty tray waiting for us when we get back, and not another sign.
I see.
There's Mrs. Poole coming up with his supper now, miss. Will I tell her you're here?
No, no. I'll go out and see her myself. Ask someone to get me a cab, will you? I must hurry away as soon as I can.
Yes, miss. I'll do it right away.
Thank you. Mrs. Poole?
Lor, Miss Peters, how you gave me a start. I never dreamt of seeing you back here so soon. Are you feeling better, miss?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right. There was nothing really the matter with me. I only needed a little rest. Tell me, Mrs. Poole, have you seen Dr. Jekyll?
No, miss. None of us has. Not since the night after you left.
And how was he then?
Oh, dreadful moody and depressed, miss. Never touched a bite of his food and didn't say a word to no one. Poole told me that he spent most of the night in his study writing letters. Round about daybreak, he heard him pacing up and down like as if he had something terrible on his mind.
Yes, go on.
Well, you know, miss, that Poole's never the one to pry on his master. But the fact is that he was that worried, he never slept a wink the whole night through. At last, he got that bad that he got up out of his bed.
Did he see the doctor?
No, miss, but he heard him. He came back pale and trembling and sat on the edge of the bed, not knowing what to do. He told me that he heard the doctor sobbing down in that empty room, and it fair broke his heart to listen to it.
Oh, if only I'd been here.
Well, I don't know that you could have helped, miss. It wasn't long after that we both of us heard him slam the door that leads to the courtyard at the back of the house. Then we heard his footsteps going over the paving stones and the sound of his key in the lock of that building where his laboratory is. I don't know why it was, miss, but the both of us held our breath. There seemed to be something strange about the sound of his footsteps dragging slow and terrible across them stones. And then the door shut, and there was silence. And there's not been any one of us has set our eyes on him from that time on. Oh, Miss Peters, what do you think's come over him?
I don't know, Mrs. Poole. I don't know. But we must do as he says. Leave him alone and hope and pray that it will pass.
Will you come out with me now? I daresn't go alone. I always get one of the maids to come with me.
Why, what are you afraid of?
Wait till you hear.
Hear what?
Come with me now and listen for yourself. It's time I took this food across. I daresn't be a minute late.
All right. Wait a minute. I'll open the door. Oh, listen to that wind.
Oh, I hate this courtyard. Almost damp and never gets the sun. Look, the sky's quite bright, but it's dark in here already. Mind where you're going. Them stones are full of owls.
Look.
What? Oh, it's him, sitting at the window. Oh, the poor gentleman. How pale and ill he looks. Oh.
He hasn't seen us yet. Don't move. Stay in the doorway, and I'll go and speak to him. Henry? Henry?
Helen, what are you doing here?
I came to see you, Henry. I heard that you were sick. I'm so glad to see you, dear.
You must go away, Helen.
Please don't send me away. I just want to be near you in case there's anything that I can do.
No. No, it's quite impossible. You can do nothing. I beg of you to go. Now. At once.
But why?
Because... Oh, Helen!
Henry! Henry, what's the matter?
Oh, Miss Peters, Miss Peters. Oh, what does it mean?
Did you see?
Yes. What's come over him? That look on his face before he shut the window down. It froze the very blood in me veins.
Listen.
Oh, that's it. That's what we've been hearing all the week. Day and night it is. Do you wonder that none of us dares come out here alone?
Oh, this can't go on. We've got to do something.
Yes, but what? That's why Poole's gone for Dr. Lanyon. We had to have some help.
Oh, but he mightn't be here for days. Oh, I'm going to do something now. Are you willing to come?
I've got to go into that place for the food. And none of the others will venture.
Come along, then. We'll go together. Oh, just listen to that wind. Heaven. Dark in here. I can hardly see a thing.
There's a lantern just inside the door. Wait a minute till I light it.
Thank you.
There.
Oh, that's better. Now, you wait here.
Where are you going, Miss Peters?
I'm going to speak to him through the door.
Oh, no, you mustn't.
Don't you realize that something dreadful has happened to Dr. Jekyll? Do you expect me to stand by and do nothing about it?
Oh, but listen to that voice crying in the room up there. Is that Dr. Jekyll?
Who else can it be?
Whoever it is that's crying out like that, it's never Dr. Jekyll. I've served him 20 years, miss, and I couldn't be deceived. There's someone else in that room with him. But who it is and why he stays there is something that I dursn't even guess at.
All the same, I'm going to speak to him. You wait here and... I'll go up the stairs alone.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't, miss. I do indeed.
Henry, can you hear me?
Who's there?
It's Helen. Henry, won't you see me?
Go away.
But Henry, I wanted
to... Go away. How dare you come here? I told you not to come. Go.
I want to help you. You must let me in.
Help me, you? You poor, weak, trembling thing. You think you've got it in your power to do anything for me? I'm beyond the power of heaven or hell. Get away! Get away before I tear down this door and show you what I am.
Oh, was that my master's voice, Miss Peters?
No.
Oh, you see, it ain't any use. We'll have to wait till Poole comes back with Dr. Lanyon.
Are you there, Miss Peters?
Yes, Nellie, what is it?
The cab's been waiting for you, miss. The man says he can't stop much longer.
Oh, very well, I'll come now. Nellie, will you stay here with Mrs. Poole while she takes the tray to the door?
Oh, dear.
All right, then. I'll stay if you're nervous.
No, it'll be all right. It's just that it... Fear gives me the creeps over there.
Well, if I can go right up to that door and put the tray down, you ought to be able to stay down here.
Very well, then, but don't be too long.
Oh, you needn't worry over that. You go, Miss Peters. We'll be all right.
I must go to that sick child. And if I miss this cab, goodness knows how long it will be before I get another one.
Of course, miss. Nellie, stop looking over your shoulder like that. There's nothing in that corner but a pile of empty boxes.
I'll come back just as soon as I can, Mrs. Poole. Will you prepare a room for me? I'll stay here until Dr. Lanyon gets back.
Yes, miss, that I will. And I'll be right glad to have you with us.
I'll be back about 11 o'clock, I suppose.
And you'll find me sitting up. I'll have some supper ready for you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye. I'll go back to the house.
Oh, listen to him. Oh, do worry, Mrs. Poole. I can't abide it, and that's the truth.
Oh, I'll go up right away. Pull yourself together now like a good girl. ¶¶
Sorry, miss.
What have you got this door locked for?
We always keep it locked when we hear him call out, miss.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the kitchen boy, miss.
What are you doing up here in the main house?
If you please, miss, all the servants have been coming up here at night. The servants' doors at the back. We hear him two gun playing there.
I see. Well, I suppose it's all right.
We just suppose we're letting us sit round the fire in the big entrance hall. It helps to keep our spirits up.
Oh, there's nothing to be afraid of. The doctor's very ill, that's all. And there's
help! Help!
Oh. Lily, what's that?
Lily.
Help!
Nelly. Shh, here, quiet. What's the matter?
I saw him. He came out through the door. Mrs. Poole.
Mrs. Poole? What do you mean?
Look, there he is now. He's coming across the court.
Oh, shut the door. Shut the door before he gets us. Oh, look at him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now present George Edwards in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Nelly, what's the matter?
Oh, look through the window. Can't you see him there? He's crouching in that patch of shadow.
Where's Mrs. Poole?
Oh, he had a great stick in his hand. I seen him hit her with it. Just as she was bending down, put the tray on the doorstep outside the door.
He hit her?
Yes. Oh, on the end. I can hear the sound still. She never made a sound. Just fell forward on her face. And then he seen me. And he gave a sort of an awful cry. Oh, don't let him get in here.
He won't. We've got the door bolted and barred. But we can't leave Mrs. Poole out there.
It ain't no use of anybody going out to risk their lives for her.
What do you mean?
He killed her. He killed her right before me very eyes, he did.
Nelly, stop it. Get back to the entrance hall, all of you. Someone get some brandy, she's going to faint. Thomas, help me carry her here.
Yeah, what's the matter? What's happened here?
Oh, Dr. Langdon, thank heaven you're here.
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something terrible has happened out in the laboratory.
Wait till I get these people to calm down. Listen, everybody, all of you. Go back to the kitchen. If there's anything you can do, I'll send for you. But you must keep calm. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good. Off you go, then. Now, we'll take care of Mary. And none of you to move out of the kitchen unless I tell you to. Understand?
Yes, sir.
What's happened, Dr. Lanyon? What's happened? I got held up paying off that cab.
I don't know yet. Will you take charge down the kitchen? There seems to be a danger of hysteria.
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir. Where's Mrs. Poole? What's the matter? What are you looking at me like that for? Where is she? Nothing's happened to her, has it? Tell me.
Poole, come in here. Dr. Lennon, get Thomas to help you carry Nelly in, too. She's coming round now.
But tell me.
Poole, we don't know. There's been an accident. Nellie's the only one who saw.
Saw? Saw what?
They were both out in the building where Dr. Jekyll is, and I think that he came out.
Who came out? Who?
Not him. Not Hyde. Oh, for pity's sake, not Hyde.
Hush, man, you mustn't cry out like that.
Let me go to her. We can't leave her alone with that fiend. Oh, Sarah.
Stop him! Stop him! Don't let him go. It isn't safe,
oh,
I tell you.
Come back here. You must wait. You've got to think.
Oh, let me go. Let me go. Don't you know it's my worry?
All right. We'll go together. But first we must arm ourselves. Where does the doctor keep his pistols?
In the top drawer of that cabinet over there.
Good. Well, they're gone.
Gone?
That means he's got them over there.
Well, you mustn't go unarmed.
Armed or not, I'm going. My wife is over there in that building with that creature out of hell. I'm going to her. If it's the last thing that I ever do.
Paul, listen to me. Nellie says that she's beyond the reach of help.
She is. Beyond the reach of help. You don't mean...
Yes. Nellie, can you tell him? Take this brandy. Try to be as calm as you can.
Yes, Miss Peters.
What is it, Nellie? What happened?
He opened the door just as she bent down with the tray. She never saw him. I got a glimpse of his face in the light and then he raised the stick and struck.
And it was Edward Hyde?
Yes, Edward Hyde.
Oh, Lord, have pity on us.
We saw him out in the courtyard.
What? He's come out of the laboratory?
Yes.
Then we'll act quickly. The man's a dangerous homicidal maniac. We've got to get him before he commits any more of his terrible crimes.
What will you do?
By rights, we should call in the police.
Oh, no, not that.
My dear, what's the matter?
Oh, don't you know what that means? It's the gallows for him.
And was there ever a man who walked this earth who more richly deserved to die in such a way?
You don't understand. You don't know what you're saying.
Helen, you'd never have pity for such a one as Hyde.
But is it only Hyde that you're condemning?
You mean Henry too?
Yes. Don't you know that there's some deep and dreadful bond between the two?
Helen, have you thought what might have happened to Henry too? Has he been shut away with this monster all this time and still not come to any harm?
He's all right. He's alive. I saw him not half an hour ago. He spoke to me.
Are you sure of this?
Certain. He was looking out the window as I went across the courtyard.
Then?
Well, don't you see that we must try and save him from himself?
But how? We can't let Hyde go free.
Well, he can't get out of that courtyard. It's surrounded on every side by a high stone wall. The only door into the street outside can't be opened. So how can he escape?
And what would you have us do?
Sir, if you will excuse me, I'm going out there. I can't stay here while I know my wife is lying in that place.
Very well. I'll come too. We'll arm ourselves as best we can. After all, there are two of us.
You can take some of the other men. There's Thomas and Bradshaw. And what chance would even Hyde have against four of you?
All right. Call them, Poole. Tell them to get pokers or sticks of some sort. And don't tell the other servants. Call them upstairs and tell them separately. Can you do this?
Aye, sir. I can. But if I so much as get my hands on him, I'm a God-fearing man, Dr. Lanyon. But right from the first moment I set eyes on that evil countenance, I longed to close my fingers round his throat. And now...
I know. But we have no power to take justice into our own hands like that. Edward Hyde must face a sterner judge than you or I.
For his sake and for mine, I pray I don't get near to him.
Are you ready now?
Hurry. We're all ready, sir.
Poole, you got the lights?
Two lanterns, Doctor. That will be enough. It isn't really dark yet.
Come along, men. Keep together.
Be ready to seize him if he's still in the courtyard.
Thomas, you can open the door.
Yes, sir.
He's not out there.
No. Although he might be hidden in one of those shadows. What a dismal place this is. Always full of shadows.
Look. There's a light in the upper window. And that's his shadow. Pacing up and down. Up and down.
Yes. You're right. But is it Hyde or Dr. Jekyll?
Take a look, sir. Note the size of him.
Yes. That's a smaller, lighter man than the doctor.
It's him! It's Hyde! I've seen him too often to be mistaken.
Very well, then. Let's go into the building. I say, keep that lantern shining well ahead there.
Oh, yes, sir.
Quiet now. Poole, you'd better stay here with Thomas and let Bradshaw and me go ahead.
You mean, sir?
It might be better that way.
It's all right, sir. Don't worry, sir. I'm man enough to face what may be coming to me.
Very well, then, Poole. Follow me.
Oh, my Lord. Look at them rats, the size of rabbits. Look, what's that up there?
It's her.
Poole, are you sure you wouldn't rather wait and let me go up the stairs to see?
No. I'll face it, sir. I'll come.
Very well. Come along.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Hold the lantern steady. Here, help me turn her over.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord. Lord. Just look. Oh, Sarah. My Sarah.
Poole, you mustn't give away like that.
Murderer! Oh, Lord. It's him. Don't let him out. Whatever you do, don't let him out, for mercy's sake.
Quiet.
Who are you in there?
I'm Henry Jekyll.
Then come out. It's Lanyon here, Henry. You've got to come out of there.
I can't.
Henry, I demand to see you. Do you know there's been murder done out here on your very doorstep? You've got that man in there with you. You're hiding him. Have you gone mad?
Mad! Yes, mad!
I give you fair warning. Nothing can excuse you. You must and shall come out and hand this beast over to justice. If you don't do it of your own free will, then we'll force the door.
Oh, Hugh, for pity's sake, have mercy.
If you could look on this poor woman lying at our feet, you'd have no mercy in your heart, either for the fiend who murdered her or the man who gave him shelter. I give you one more chance.
No, no, I'll not come out.
Very well, then. We must smash the door.